Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
With most of the snow moving out of the area now, it will be replaced with high winds and falling temperatures. Let's get the latest on the frigid forecast from AccuWeather meteorologist Dean DeVore.
All right, Rob, looking at snow totals around, I'm seeing a lot of threes and fours, including 3.9 inches. Hoffman Estates, DeKalb, the airports at their last report were about three and a half. We'll get a new total around noon our time, but I think 4, 5, 6, especially some of those areas in the northwest Indiana suburbs, will pick up towards 6 inches. But the problem now is the wind and the cold. Gusts of 30 miles per hour. I've got real feels actually as low as 5 to 10 below across the region, with the blowing and drifting and the poor visibility continuing even after the snow stops falling. We'll keep you up to date minute by minute on Chicago's weather station, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
And the weather is causing some cancellations and delays at the airports. O'Hare reporting 228 flights canceled with delays of an hour 18 minutes, and Midway 11 flights canceled with 15-minute delays. A lawsuit has been filed against an online gun dealer for its role in the sale of a weapon used to kill Chicago Police Commander Paul Bauer. The action comes as Bauer's death is remembered today.
Commander Bauer was shot to death 2 years ago today. He had been going after a gunman police were chasing in the Loop. The Brady Anti-Gun Violence Group has now filed a federal lawsuit against ArmsList, an online gun dealer which helped put a Glock 9mm gun into the hands of the man accused of killing Commander Bauer. Shamari Ligeti's trial is scheduled for later this year. In the meantime, Commander Bauer's sacrifice will not go unnoticed. There will be a ceremony in memory of him today at his old 18th District Police Station. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
As the Chicago Police Board continues its work to narrow down a list of candidates for the job of superintendent, the names of some of the potential finalists have emerged. The Tribune reports they include Sean Malinowski, a former Los Angeles police official who's worked as a consultant for Chicago Police in recent years, Kristen Zeman, the police chief in West Suburban Aurora, Ernest Cato, currently a deputy chief with Chicago Police, and former Dallas Police Chief David Brown. The board has been reviewing a list of 25 candidates with the task of narrowing the field to three, which will then be submitted to Mayor Lightfoot. Hundreds of students at Senn High School on Chicago's North Side staged a protest yesterday over the actions of a teacher.
Videos posted on social media show the students protesting and chanting, "We are Senn." They're upset over an incident in which a teacher is alleged to have told a student who refused to stand for the national anthem during an assembly to go back to her country. The Latina student is a U.S. citizen. CPS is conducting an investigation into the incident, and a spokesman says such comments would be a violation of the anti-discrimination policy and run counter to the beliefs and priorities of the district. Senn is among the most diverse schools in the city. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Singer and actress Jennifer Hudson will pay tribute to the late Kobe Bryant during the opening ceremonies at Sunday's NBA All-Star Game at the United Center in Chicago. In addition to Bryant and his daughter, the Chicago native plans to also honor the 7 other people killed with them in a helicopter crash in California last month. Trustees in North Suburban Mundelein are moving ahead with plans to turn the site of a vacant factory into a park. The Daily Herald reports the park would replace a former guitar factory along the 400 block of East Cortland. Preliminary plans for the park include a promenade, a plaza, sculptures, and a performance stage. The idea still needs further approval from the village board.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.